This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
King to the White House. The White House canceling what would have been a celebration of the Super Bowl. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. One of the many things that we'll talk about, I like to say that ATN, if you've just tuned in for the first time, is about the buzz in your backyard and mine. What are we all talking about? And that was a very big bone of contention and part of the conversation during the day in all kinds of different directions. In the meantime, something else that's happening is what's going on with North Korea, because I looked at my calendar today and I realized, hey, yeah, of course, we're in June. And now supposedly the National Security Advisor, John Bolton, is being kept out of the discussions with North Korea because of some of the statements that he made. Perfect time to bring in Justin Duckham from Talk Media News in Washington, D.C. Hey, Justin, so what's the scoop on that? Is Bolton in the dark?
You know, that is a report that goes counter to what the White House has been saying. You know, within the past couple of weeks, we've had the White House coming out and saying how on the ball the entire administration team has been when it comes to North Korea. One of those sort of talking points that they put out was that, you know, John Bolton was speaking to his counterparts, you know, in the region ahead of this trip. So that is a pretty big deal. It's also worth noting that, you know, ultimately, I guess John Bolton's major sin here was that he discussed North Korea in terms of Libya, saying that he would like to see something comparable to the Libyan model. That's the idea that, you know, you give up, nuclear ambitions in exchange for economic security. That's something that was sort of twisted a little bit down the road from Trump and Vice President Mike Pence to imply, you know, pretty much being taken out of power by the U.S., you know, down the road if they failed to pretty much comply with what the U.S. wanted. So sort of a bit of unfairness there, but either way, you know, this is somebody who has had a lot of harsh rhetoric in the past, and, you know, I guess it's not too surprising to see him kind of kept on the sidelines for this.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think that was what the whole idea is, because of the rhetoric. And you know what's also interesting is there's a report, and for some reason I'm not shocked by this, but Dennis Rodman, who has that relationship with Kim Jong-un, supposedly is going to be going to Singapore. What, are they going to play a game of horse or something? It's crazy.
I mean, so if you go back in Donald Trump's timeline far enough, you'll notice that the, you know, first time that Donald Trump really deals with, you know, North Korea on social media is referencing Dennis Rodman, saying that he, you know, was rejecting Dennis Rodman's offer to go to North Korea, him saying that that would be the last place that he would ever want to be. So, you know, not too surprising to see somebody who is, you know, traveling in the orbits of both Kim Jong-un as well as Donald Trump, sort of a mutual friend, inserting himself into this conversation. Apparently these reports, you know, judging from what we're seeing from those who are close to, you know, Dennis Rodman and others, seems to be pretty accurate. But, you know, what level of input Dennis Rodman will have in terms of one of the big foreign policy conversations of a decade, that remains to be seen. But, you know, at this point, nothing really surprises anybody, you know, considering what we've seen so far.
Yeah, no kidding. I might have buried the lead in one sense because polls have closed in a bunch of states, and the whole idea is what's going to happen with Democrats. Are they going to take back the House? As you know, this is a very, very big primary night. Was there a lot of conversation, I would imagine, in D.C. about this?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these results are still coming in, but, you know, tomorrow morning we're going to get a much clearer picture. The big sort of takeaway from a lot of this is that the path for Democrats to, you know, win control of the House, you know, come the midterm elections is in California. So that that's going to be something that's going to be parsed very closely tomorrow once those final results come in. In addition to that, we also had a bit of news coming out of New Jersey. You know, Senator Menendez, who went under about 6 weeks of trial for corruption and then was ultimately, you know, sort of let go in terms of that case being dismissed. He underperformed tonight in New Jersey, coming in with just about 62% against an unknown Democratic Party primary challenger. So that's probably going to be another one of the big takeaways tomorrow morning. But, you know, a lot of this is too early to really draw any big takeaways. We're still kind of parsing through the results. But come tomorrow morning, we're going to have a much more clearer picture of what exactly the midterm elections are going to look like.
Yeah. And then, of course, the flap over the Eagles and the White House and Sarah Huckabee Sanders comments and the fact that you had the Marine Band there and the Army Choir. What happened?
You know, it's interesting. We've gotten a lot of different responses over what exactly this was based on in terms of canceling the Eagles' appearance. Initially, the president, in his statement that he released, said that this was due to the national anthem. Then in a follow-up tweet, he said that this was due to them staying in the locker room during the national anthem. You know, both of those instances that he cited just weren't very accurate, since nobody on the Eagles team this, you know, current season had participated in either of those protest activities. And then today we got a different message coming from Sarah Sanders, basically saying that this was a political stunt, that they had, you know, at the last minute, reduced the number of people who they said were going to be coming to the ceremony, and the White House sort of putting on a bit of an interpretation of that and sort of spinning it in that direction. But at this point, it's just it's been all over the place. There's been a lack of clarity. But either way, the Eagles, you know, as I'm sure you and your listeners know, did not come to the White House today. Instead, we saw the president participating in a very short ceremony dubbed the Celebration of America on the official White House schedule, something that just basically boiled down to the national anthem being played publicly, the president giving a four-minute speech, and then a performance of America the Beautiful, which, you know, didn't really result in much news, but I guess got the message that the White House wanted to get across.
Yeah, and we're going to hear more about this NFL-wise in the next 3 months before the kickoff of the NFL season for sure. Justin Duckham, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Also coming up on Invade the Man Cave this hour, you'll hear some major athletes, superstars' reaction to what happened with the Philadelphia Eagles visiting the White House, and also what it sounded like during the day in Washington as there was a celebration of the anthem of a different sort that the president wanted instead of having the Eagles with a much shortened version of how many were going to come to take the place of that. Instead, celebrating America is what they called it, so you'll hear that too as well. Another crazy report, and I'm going to mix this in at the top because she was an American businesswoman who took a little tiny company from nothing and made it huge and was iconic. But there's a very sad story today about Kate Spade, who was a woman who really came from small beginnings, I'll call it, and then turned a handbag, an accessible handbag line, into something huge, the very high end, sold her company 10 years ago, and at 55 she was found dead in her New York City apartment, and there's a lot of speculation as to what that was about as well. Stay with us, much more coming your way as we hop the fence here on ATN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and
time again
marriage,
here on America Tonight for a visit with the other. That would be my hubs, Paul. So, Paul, there's a lot for us to actually talk about, because we just had our nephew here, Owen Delaney, and boy, oh boy, I think it takes a week to recuperate from spending 10 days with a 16-year-old. What do you think?
Yeah, we managed to fit quite a bit in there and needed a little post-vacation.
I think the best part of having him here, and some of you can relate if you have kids or nieces, nephews, grandchildren, is he wanted to be with us. So he wanted the attention, and he wanted us to pay attention to him. So we had to play a lot of silly card tricks. We went bowling. We went to Arkansas and did that whole diamond thing. We didn't find a diamond out at the Crater of Diamonds. That was disappointing.
I found something that looked kind of diamond-like, so
I was finally happy. What was it?
Mica, maybe. I don't know. Some kind of quartz-looking thing.
Quartz. I got some quartz for you. Yeah, it was really cool to go there, though, and I don't know if I talked about this at all last week. I might have a little bit. I'm not quite sure. And since we were doing that kind of digging in the dirt thing, I thought people would find this fascinating. There was a 30-foot-long dinosaur skeleton that sold for more than $2.3 million at an auction at the Eiffel Tower in Paris on Monday. An unidentified 150-million-year-old skeleton. It was discovered at the Morrison Formation site in Wyoming in 2013. I don't know. What do you do with a 30-foot-long dinosaur? I guess when you're super wealthy, you have these giant foyers and stuff, and maybe you put it there.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I guess I'm wondering how it even got out of the United States. I guess it's legal to just sell dinosaur bones.
Well, if someone wants to pay that kind of money, I suppose. I agree with you. I didn't realize that either. Hey, speaking of dinosaurs and movies, they have another Jurassic coming up. Do you think that one looks pretty good?
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be good.
Do you know anything about it?
I know nothing.
I know nothing about Jurassic. We did go to a movie when he was here, too. We saw Deadpool.
Yes.
And did you like Deadpool? Thumbs up?
It was better than the first one, I believe.
I think so, too. I mean, it's filled with sarcasm and references and whatever. But if you know any kind of pop culture, you pay attention to what's happening, I think you completely get it.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
So the other thing is we talk about things that happen in our lives, and I didn't know this, but maybe some of you guys out there will laugh. I've mowed the lawn just a few times in my life. I did it for my mother a few times, but, you know, wasn't great at doing it. I mean, you push a lawnmower, but then those rocks fly out. It's not like one of my favorite things to do. I can do it. But that was never one of my chores. And our lawn was starting to look like the Amazon because it was just so green, which is good. But the reason was is because we were trying to figure out if we were going to have to get a new lawnmower. And then you wanted to dump the gas out because you said the gas gets bad?
Yeah, just quit. When I filled it up the other day, all of a sudden it started and then it stopped and wouldn't start with gasoline that had been sitting over the winter time or, you know, well, over the winter and the spring. So I tried for like 15 minutes to get the thing started and it just would not start after it had cranked up. So I just thought, we're going to have to empty this into a container and then go take it. All the bad gas to our city's hazmat recycling place and get some fresh gas in there. But I just decided to go out there today and try to pull the starter and see if it worked. And it fired up after a couple of pulls. And so I just, as soon as it started, I started running to the grass and mowed all the yard, the back, the front, the side.
I know, I like that. I don't think I've ever seen you sweat for success more than I saw that. I was like, what's going on? It was like this constant lawnmower sound because you were afraid to stop it and that you thought that it would stop again, right?
Right.
So because we've mentioned the movie Deadpool and we do the cheap movie reviews here on America Tonight, there's a remake of sorts, a spinoff called Ocean's 11 Trilogy, and this Ocean's 8 is gotten 4 out of 4 stars, and it opens this week, and it's Sandra Bullock. It's women that are the cast in this, and supposedly this is better than all the other ones. They're saying it's getting like outstanding ratings. Is that possible that the women could really clobber the men in those roles?
I mean, yeah, it could be a different twist on things, you know. They have a lot to play with in changing things out. So it could definitely be a unique experience for them to write and make something new.
Well, and they have the stars are like Sandra Bullock and Helen Bonham Carter and Anne Hathaway is in it. And there's a Mindy Kaling is in it. Kate Blanchett's in it. Rihanna's in it. So I know you love Rihanna. Anything with Rihanna. If she was delivering ice cream, you would want to go across the country to get ice cream from Rihanna. That she's your, like, favorite.
Doesn't sound like a bad idea.
So another thing that we've been doing is, you know, we kind of watch, when we have the time, we watch different things. So Netflix is big because you're streaming. And we started watching, David Letterman did a series of interviews, and boy, has that been good. We saw an interview that he did with Jerry Seinfeld. We saw an interview he did with JC. We saw an interview that he did with who else?
It's Jay-Z.
Jay-Z, I meant. Jay-Z, not JC. Jay-Z, that which he was good.
He was very good.
And they took us to, what, Rick Rubin's place in Malibu and showed us a... They showed you where Dylan supposedly recorded, and it was kind of... It wasn't kind of. It was definitely fascinating. But there was somebody else that he had on, too, and I can't think of who it was. But they... I thought they were all pretty interesting. And the crazy thing about him is since he's gone off television, he looks like he's a castaway. He's got a beard, this white beard that makes him look like a skinny Santa wannabe. It's kind of wild, and they all poke him about it.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a vagrant because his beard is so long and big and really needs to be shaved.
All right, so what do you think of this? Gretchen Carlson says she's now in charge. She took over as chair of the Miss America organization. She's a former Miss America. And she said, we're no longer a pageant. We're a competition. We're no longer going to judge our candidates on their outward physical appearance. She says they're no longer going to have the swimsuit competition. The evening gown is going to be revamped. So they are really changing the Miss America pageant. I grew up 45 minutes from the Miss America pageant when they used to have it in Atlantic City.
Well, you know, I thought that the ratings would probably go down if they were to eliminate the bathing suit contest, but apparently we watched an interview with her on TV that we just happened to catch while we were making dinner that they found that the people don't really tune in for that, to watch that. They like to watch the talent competition the most, so apparently it's... Sounds like it's not going to affect them really that much because people are more interested in the talent competition.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of good. Isn't it interesting that they get higher ratings or people talk about that more? They just assume that it's all beefcake, but really not as much as you would think. And good for her that she's doing that. And, of course, we're in the Me Too era, so some things are going to change. And Miss America pageant was becoming so irrelevant that, you know, you had to do something. And like I said, they've moved that around, but I grew up in the backyard of it. So, Paul, it was always a big deal. We always talked about Miss New Jersey. Just let Miss New Jersey win. Miss New Jersey. Because, of course, that's where I grew up.
Yeah, and, of course, Miss Texas pageants are big here. So there's a lot of contestants. A lot of former pageant winners have been from here in the past, so yeah, it was big here too. They even Sandra Bullock even made a film about it, filmed in San Antonio.
Miss Congeniality, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that was good. That was pretty funny. All right, your time is up, just like that. Poof! Thank you for joining us.
This job is nice.
We'll be back on the flip side, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The river of lava from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano is causing more destruction on the Big Island. Police spokesman Ellen Richman.
The lava just wiped out hundreds of homes overnight and is now pouring into the Kapoho Bay.
Some ancient stone fishing ponds were also destroyed. Most of the residents in the area have evacuated. In Guatemala, rescuers were pulled from communities near the volcano of fire because of new flows of superheated volcanic material. There are new evacuations that were triggered by this new plume. These areas are where people had previously gone to seek shelter from the pyroclastic clouds, fast-moving currents of hot gas and volcanic matter. The death toll is at least 70 and is expected to rise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com and enter code USA at checkout.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Commission look at the role of firearms as it relates to gun violence in our schools?
That is not part of the commission's charge, per se.
All right, that's Patrick Leahy, and he's talking to Betty DeVos as she was on the Hill, and they were grilling her about, of course, the education secretary, about the situation with the shootings in schools. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, you are plugged in, as they say. You can always let your thoughts roll by jamming on the digits, 855-266-2283, or hit me up on AmericaTonightRadio.com, AmericaTonightRadio.com. Bottom line is this. The bottom line is this. Is we're not going to solve this situation in the schools like that. It's upsetting. It's, I think, bizarre and outrageous and a million other adjectives I can't say on the air. I can't imagine being a parent, I've said this before, where you're scared to death. You get a alert that there could be a shooting at the school, and, you know, it's happened with some of my friends, and you just, these are pretty strong women, and you start to talk about it, and you see the tears kind of well up in their eyes because they know what that's like. In both cases with both friends, it didn't turn out to be, it was a kind of a false alarm situation, but still scary enough that you had people driving to schools frantically to get their kids. So Betsy DeVos says the School Safety Commission is going to look at the role of guns in the school shootings. She said, you know, this is, they're not going to they're not going to study that. That's not their charge. So the Democrats definitely grilled her about the shooting at the Santa Fe High School in Texas and talking about, you know, this is obviously only the most recent devastating reminder that we've got to curb this violence. We got to do something about it. But easy to say, words are words, but what is it that you do? DeVos said the School Safety Commission was created in the wake of the Parkland shooting, says that she's looking forward to delivering best practices and findings by the year's end. She gave some details of the most recent meeting. She describes that at the meeting, one of the first broader listening sessions, she said members heard from parents of students that had been killed, sadly, in these school shootings. And she said that the primary responsibility for the physical security of schools rests with states and local communities. And this is the fifth time, this was her fifth time testifying before Congress, and it comes right on the heels of a trip to New York where she was criticized for not visiting any public schools. She was pressed at one point, and Patrick Leahy was a layup compared to this, she was pressed by Virginia Congressman Bobby Scott, who's the top Dem on the committee, over whether she had approved state education plans that violate the law. He repeatedly pushed her on plans where school grades don't include subgroup performance, saying that allowed states to ignore disadvantaged groups. And she answered, all of the plans that I've approved follow what the law requires, and it will. We'll continue to do it. And he said, how do you address an achievement gap if subgroup performance isn't addressed? So there was a lot of this about resegregating schools, school choice, all of that stuff, LGBTQ discrimination, harassment in school, that kind of stuff. And, you know, the New York Times at one point, I want to say it happened a couple of weeks ago, they did, and we talked about this, they did a report that DeVos wound down an investigative team at the Department of Education that had been established in the previous administration that was looking into profit colleges where some of the top staffers previously worked. So there were questions about that, too, looking at allegations of fraud in for-profit schools. So it was kind of like one of those mixed bag things. Here's the 50 questions. They threw the fastballs at her, and she, you know, tried to hit them in different directions. And I'll tell you, the bottom line is that job right now couldn't be more of a minefield. And at the same time, stepping up and taking that job, I think in her role, and whoever had it, you have to focus on the culture of violence, this underlying issues that are pressing up. But when she says now it's up to states and communities, I mean, that's how it is. Because what are you going to do? What kind of broad policy can you make that can be a tidal wave across the country that's going to prevent these things from happening? And I said it before. We said it when Sandy Hook happened years ago. I mean, now that's been how many years? That's been over 5 years. That 5.5 years that kindergarten kids ending up dead in a pile of blood where, you know, first responders are stepping over kids and they're still shook up by it. And they, of course they would be. And they tear down the school because they don't even want the reminder of what happened there. What's the answer? One way to get in the building, take longer to get kids in and out of school, private security. A lot of places have private security. That doesn't always work. We've seen that. What is the answer to keeping the kids safe at school, and especially when it's former students, current students, that kind of thing, where you just scratch your head and say, I can't believe it. How did that happen? And then when you have people that say, well, red flags, look for the red flags, or someone who doesn't seem like they're right. Who is right? I mean, seriously, I think that's a task that can't be heaped on all the educators to figure out, well, listen, this guy really looks like he could go off. I mean, are you kidding? That therein lies the problem. So I think of all the cabinet positions, that's a tough and important position to be in right now. I hope we don't have any more school shootings the rest of the year. Wouldn't that be fantastic? It'd be great to say ever. But these kids are primed for that happening. They do drills. They know about it. My nephew, when he was here, we talked about it. He goes to a school in Tampa, and he said, oh, yeah, and Kate, of course, yeah, we have drills. We know what to do. A gunman comes in. And they just said, oh, yeah, the gunman comes in, and we're supposed to make sure that slam the door, hide in the closet, get out if we can, you know, various options. None of them particularly great, by the way, in what he was telling me, because I can see where easily somebody can still get in the classrooms, and we've seen that. And huddled in a closet does not always work. So it is disconcerting, to say the least. A couple of quick hits for you, because I mentioned at the top, this is about bingo, bango, bongo. In other words, what are we talking about? We're talking about school shootings, yes. We're talking about the flap of the Eagles in the White House and all of that stuff in between. We're talking about North Korea. Is there really going to be a meeting between Trump and Kim Jong-un? And now it's sort of looking like it is going to be a possibility that Singapore will happen. And Dennis Rodman will be the broker somehow. He'll be in the middle of that. And maybe not necessarily shocking, as he is close with Kim Jong-un. It sounds so funny to say that, but there you go. In the meantime, sad story, and I mentioned this briefly, about Kate Spade. She was a designer who created an empire with these clever handbags. She was an instant hit with a lot of career women. She was found dead in her apartment, and they released the details. She had hung herself with a scarf on a door, basically, and left a note, supposedly, and of course, more tawdry news agencies are reporting this, meaning like the TMZ, I'm crawling around in the trash or calling up and paying people for information. But supposedly, the note said, because she's got a young daughter that's 13, and you have to feel for that kid. And she said, B, it has nothing to do with you. It, you know, ask your daddy. Wow. And who knows what the truth is to that. But, wow. Again, this was an iconic person. It just goes to show you don't know what's going on with people. Just a tragic, tragic case. They're investigating it, but it's the 13-year-old daughter that's so bloody sad for her, certainly. And she was a person who grew up with five, you know, brothers and sisters. And she certainly did not, she didn't grow up with this great wealth or whatever. And when she graduated from Arizona State, she went to New York and became a fashion editor, and then the rest was history. But I think it goes to the culture, the sadness of suicide, wondering when you think you know someone. I know somebody that knew her and said she was just a lovely person, and boy, very, very sad, sad thing. And we could say that about anybody who commits suicide. And they may not be as famous as Kate Spade, but it just brings back home lack of economic means, lots of economic means, doesn't matter. It's the mind. The mind is really where it ties in everything that we seem to be talking about, whether we're talking about the school shootings and what goes through a kid's head when he comes into school and that's what he does and has either no remorse, or he feels like he's bullied, or he's somehow wanting to make a wrong kind of name for himself, or he's mentally damaged. It all goes back into the mind, the mind, the mind, the mind. And very sad that we tie that all back in, and now more than ever, and we've had many psychologists on this show, I think it's vital that there is an emphasis on mental health. So many of the wonderful veterans that come back with PTSD and others, and what they've seen, and what can we do to help them as well. All right, I'm off my soapbox. We're heading into the man cave next here on ATN.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
To do that in kind of a similar situation here, but not surprising. It's unfortunate, but you know, we all have our opportunity, our right to kind of do what we want to do, and the Eagles, you know, follow in line with that.
That's typical of him.
All right, so LeBron James, Steph Curry both say, by the way, that they won't go to the White House should their teams win the NBA championship. So we're talking about the Warriors or the Cavaliers. The Warriors didn't go last time around, so that wouldn't be anything new. The big story as we jump into the man cave is the Eagles and the Prez as they square off. The Prez canceling the appearance of the Eagles, where the team would normally, that's a tradition, would normally go to the White House, and the president holds up their jersey, everybody applauds, and it's one of those feel-good moments. It's happened for a very, very long time in our history. It's just one of those kind of photo op, feel-good movements. It's the culture of mixing sports with politics, I guess, in a way. Although it was never discussed that with the other athletes, oh, you don't like their policy, they don't like your politics, blah, blah, blah. So there was a lot of name calling that went into this. First there was a problem because the Eagles players, as I know, never took a knee during the year. So the Eagles didn't, they stood for the national anthem. They were a team that stood for the anthem. There were a couple guys that put fists in the air, but it was really kind of subtle, honestly. So there wasn't an issue with Philly. Nobody was ever talking about, oh, look at these disrespectful players, or look what's happening. That didn't happen. But Fox had some pictures of them kneeling, but it was before the Super Bowl, and they were praying. Whoops, Fox, Fox, Fox. Bad, bad, bad. However, what did they do? They turned around because they were massively criticized. The people in Philadelphia realized, oh, this is crap. This is an exaggeration. This is fake news. And so Fox News apologized. They said that the photos of the players kneeling in prayer, that's what they were doing, it was misleading. They were they weren't demonstrating during the national anthem, and they didn't want anyone to think that. So Fox, as Fox News anchor Shannon Bream explained Trump's decision, which he attributed to the anthem protests that have, you know, really plagued the league, photos of the Eagles players kneeling in prayer were shown on the screen. And so one of the players that was pictured, Eagles tight end Zach Ertz, denounced the network in a tweet on Tuesday morning. He said, this can't be serious, praying before games with my teammates? Well, before the anthem is being used for your propaganda? And he said, just sad. I feel like you guys should have to be better than this. And that's, I guarantee, that was some zealous producer, as I've been in the business, who grabbed a photo of it, grabbed the footage of it, and they slapped it up there, but didn't realize, oh, this is praying. This is not praying on the national anthem. So anyway, they issued an apology for the error and said, during our report about President Trump's canceling the Eagles' trip to the White House to celebrate their Super Bowl win, we showed unrelated footage of players kneeling in prayer. And to clarify, no member of the team knelt in protest during the national anthem throughout regular or postseason last year. We apologize for the error. So it's interesting. The NFL owners approved a new policy, and we know, we talked about this, governing the pregame ritual last month. It requires players to stand if they're on the field. However, the team can be fined if they're not on the field. They can be back in the tunnel, whatever. They don't have to stand then. And so there's all kinds of conversations about what's going to happen when the season kicks off. But this was strictly, normally you go to the White House, and part of what happened here is the Eagles were sending a smaller contingent. There were supposedly only 10 guys who were going to go to the White House. So then the White House, the day before it was supposed to happen, said, no dice, it's off. We're not going to do that. Instead, and you heard what you heard before the comments from Steph Curry and LeBron James, the band playing the, you know, patriotic music, and that was what the president said he wanted. Instead, this is what we'll do. We'll celebrate America, and we'll, you know, we'll move on. If these players don't want to do that, that's what we'll do. Well, in the meantime, while all that was happening, Philly Mayor Jim Kenney insisted that the president knows nothing about the Eagles or their fan base. He was on MSNBC on Andrea Mitchell Reports and said that Trump and the White House are out of touch. They won the Super Bowl, we know that. They were scheduled to be honored at the White House on Tuesday, but several players vowed not to attend the event. He canceled the ceremony, the press. And the mayor said that was the president's decision. Only the crowd size was a concern for him. This wasn't going to be enough people there to stroke his ego, but he decided to cancel it. His assertion that the Eagles have abandoned their fans, he doesn't really have a clue about the Eagles fan base. And I agree with that. The Eagles fans, the Eagles never had an issue with this. The Eagles stood. They didn't do what some of the other teams did. So they had the patriotic celebration on the White House lawn, and there were about 1,000 Eagles fans that thought they were going to see their team honored for winning the Super Bowl, and they didn't. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the Eagles tried to reschedule the event, but Trump would be out of town on the dates they proposed. After a few days of discussion, Sanders said it was clear the Eagles were planning to send just a handful of players and staff to the ceremony, so that's how this all happened. And then, in the middle of that fracas, you had the NFL Players Union saying they were disappointed at the cancellation of the Eagles White House visit. So stay tuned. 3.5 months from now, when the season kicks off, oh, I guarantee much more controversy will kick off. I could go on and on about this, and I can see all sides of this. It's like shaking the magic eight ball. And because I'm from Philadelphia, because I have friends who have tickets, and because I cover the league, I have to defend Philly in this case. This, and why I have to defend them is because I know the facts of that, of the footage, which Fox apologized for, and the fact that they didn't ever kneel during the anthem. And sure, there's some players that aren't Trump supporters, I'm sure of it, because that's life. There are some that are, some that aren't, whatever. And they tried to rearrange the date, didn't work, bottom line. I get it. I mean, if it's too small, they cancel it, fine, but you just knew that was going to explode. You just knew it, right? Absolutely. All right, this weekend, big deal. Why? Could have another Triple Crown winner, Justify. The Kentucky Derby and Preakness winner drew the number one gate for Saturday's Belmont Stakes, and that's the spot that Bob Baffert, the trainer, likes as much as Milk That's Gone Bad, I've been told. So Justify has a lot of speed. It means Mike Smith is locked into putting his horse on the lead to avoid getting pinned down on the rail. That's what happens. That's a little jargon for you from the horse racing world. So we'll see if Justify can win the Triple Crown. It's a mile and a half, so it's grueling. And certainly there are horses that could run and beat this horse. This could be a lot closer than the other, the last race anyway, although they haven't been that much of a blowout. And is he as good as American Pharoah, who came out of the Preakness win, dominated in the Belmont? That was in 2015. And Bob Baffert compares both of those horses. And you got to go back to 1977, Affirm, for the last Triple Crown winner until Pharoah did it in 2015. I love records. Numbers. So snap. Snap that record. Right? Yeah. If you're keeping score, and I know you are, right? If you're keeping score about what's happening on the ice, come on, raise your stick if you're a hockey fan. Puck and stick, anyone? Anyone? I see a few of you. So the Caps have been on fire, and the Caps are on the brink of possibly winning Lord Stanley. Next, they'll go back to Vegas on Thursday. If they win, they win this series. The only way Vegas stays in this, since the Capitals have a 3-1 lead, they're going to have to win three games, which would mean there'd be a Game 7. Keep your fingers crossed. I love Game 7s, but the Capitals look like they're on a mission. It's been 20 years, and they missed the Cup when they took on Detroit 20 years ago. Music means that we got to close the door to the man cave. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.